have to give credit this morning for some of the thoughts from this sermon from a guy named James Meredith. As I was researching in this area, I became aware again of a statement that I had learned years ago that Mark Twain said, "It's not what I don't understand about scriptures that bothers me, it's what I do understand and don't do. That's what bothers me." The other day at lunch, I was talking with a gentleman and we were discussing about people being a part of the church and not being a Christian. And as I reflected upon that moment, I have a problem with a statement like that. Because to be a Christian has got to be one of the easiest things in the world. I mean, all you have to say is that you believe in Jesus Christ and you accept Him into your heart, that you repent of your sins, and then from that point on, it seems to me you're good to go. I remember several years ago going into the living room, the bedside of one of my parishioners who was preparing to die. He was an elderly gentleman, and he said to me, "Pastor, can you truly, truly know?" I said, "Truly know what?" "You know, truly know that you're really ready to go there." I said, "Well, you've taken communion numerous times in the church, right?" "Oh, yes, Pastor, many a time." "You've professed the Apostles' Creed." "Oh, Pastor, so many times I can't count them." "Do you believe that?" "Yes, Pastor." "Then is there another issue?" "Well, Pastor, I need to make some confessions." "Oh, really? And who do you need to make these confessions to?" "My wife, Pastor." "Oh, this is something you haven't done before." "No, Pastor." "Would you like to do that now?" "Yes, Pastor." So I went into the kitchen and brought his wife in to the living room area, and he confessed that he had been an unfaithful husband and that he was sorry. And as she stood there with tears in her eyes, she said, "Well, I've always known this. I just knew that you needed to confess it." As I thought about that time and was reminded again that to make a profession of faith and to become a Christian is easy, but to live out this Christian life, that's the issue. To live this life as Christ would have us to live, that's the issue. As I read this passage of Scripture again, and I thought about what this meant, and I realize that there's a necessity to understand Jewish mentality. There's even a necessity to embrace the Jewish faith as we truly understand our Christian heritage and to embrace them as a part of our journey. The fact of the matter is we probably need to embrace practically every faith as a part of our journey. For each one has some value, and each one has some good. And sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes to be the Christian with the right mentality and the right action is a struggle. In the Jewish occupied area where the Romans had taken control of Israel, any time a Roman soldier came up to you as a Jewish person and says, "Carry my bag," you were supposed to carry it. Carry it for 1,000 steps. Set it down. Look angrily at the soldier, I guess, and turn around and go back. Jesus is saying here, don't just go 1,000 steps, go 2,000 steps. Go 2 miles. There was a cloak that went around a Jewish person, and it was all types of security for them, but it, in the evenings, as the temperatures would drop there, it was that which kept them warm. It was also sometimes shade for them in the daytime. It was their outer garment. It was not unusual to give up one's shirt, the inner garment, but the outer garment was something special. It was akin to what they had when I was in Thailand. The missionary gave me one of these shroud-like things, and what each person would do is they would carry them. You'd see them carrying them all over the place, but I had no idea what they were used for until the missionary showed me. It was a cloth, and you wrap it around yourself, and at the end of the day, you put it in your mouth, and you had a pan of water over here, and you washed all over, and then you dried yourself off. You put your clothes back on, you took it off, and you threw it back over your shoulder, and you went on. Being an American, we think about taking a hot shower or a nice bath in a tub. All the world is not so privileged. Jesus is saying, when they come to you and ask for your inner garment, give them your outer garment as well. Give them that thing that gives you security. It's easy to become a Christian. It's something else to give your cloak as well. We as Americans think about those things that we want to have and want to own, and we even have that in our Constitution that we call the Bill of Rights. We have certain freedoms given to us. Bill Walton was playing basketball for John Wooden. John had said no one on his basketball team was going to have facial hair. Bill was a hot shot collegiate basketball player. He went off for family vacation, and when he came back, guess what? He had a beard. Coach Wooden came to him and says, "Bill, do you remember what I said to you and to the team about facial hair?" "Yes, sir, but as an American, it's my right to have a beard. There's no law against it." And John said, "You're right. And we're going to miss you on this basketball team." You see, John had certain level of expectation for his players, and whether it was his right or not, it was also his responsibility to contribute to the rest of the team in a harmonious way that made them a true team. When you think about us and the church, and we think about our areas of responsibilities, there are certain areas that within our rights as Americans, we're totally right. Some of our ways that we choose to respond and act, no one is going to tell you that you cannot be a church member if you're not faithful in your attendance. It's your right as American not to respond, to sleep in, to watch on TV these whole host of preachers No one is going to tell you that's illegal. But what does it mean when you become a part of the team? What does it mean when you become a responsible individual and member of Main Street United Methodist Church? Where is the rest of the team? It's only as we work together and as we labor together that we learn that it's one thing to be a Christian, it's another thing to be a second mile Christian. It's another thing to accept your responsibilities with diligence and to respond as Christ would be speaking to you to respond. And there are limits. There are limits for all of us. A young man was sitting at a stool in a restaurant, and a guy came up behind him and hit him across his shoulder and knocked him off the stool into the floor. And he said, "That's a karate chop from Japan." And the fellow was rather hurt. He kind of brushed it off a little bit, and the guy was much bigger than him. He got back on the stool, and he was sitting there just for a few minutes. He grabbed him around his waist, and he slung him off the stool, and he threw him into the floor. He said, "That's Taekwondo from Japan." The little fella decided he'd leave the restaurant after those experiences, and the bully was laughing at him and said, "Yep, there he goes." It wasn't too long till the bully felt a sharp pain across his knee, and the little guy said, "And that's a crowbar from Sears." There are limits. There are limits of our endurance. When we don't hold up to our expectations, there are shortcomings. I'll give you this last illustration. Said a young man went into the store and he told the lady, he said, "I would like to buy a bottle of perfume." She said, "Oh, we have this bottle right here for $50. He said, "Well, I was looking for something a little cheaper." She said, "Okay, so we have this other bottle over here. It's a little smaller and it's $25. He said, "Well, could you get me something just a little cheaper?" And she said, "We'll have this other bottle here for $10. She said, "Do you have anything that you could show me that's any cheaper than this?" She said, "Yeah, would you go look in the mirror?" It's one thing to be a Christian. It's another thing to hear what Jesus is saying in this passage. And like Mark Twain, we might not fully grasp the detailed meaning in the Jewish community, but we can grasp what Jesus is speaking to us about our responsibility and our commitment and our dedication to Him. Are you willing to be a second mile Christian? Amen.